Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, you guys, welcome back to today's episode where I am sharing with you a specific word that God had given me on December 19th. The Lord had told me specifically that morning to encourage his people. And so when I sat down with him to hear what he had to say to give to you all, he highlighted so many different things to me. So this word today does not have a one particular theme. And so I covered like relationships, anxiety, worry, and fear about the future, hiding in God's word. And I just really wanted to just encourage you all based off of the revelation that God was giving me about where some of you guys are stuck at. And it was great. And so I will let you know as well that on Instagram, I was live by being live on YouTube and being live on Facebook, that Instagram kept dropping my live. And I kept getting back on because the people were waiting. People were up there that was commenting and asking questions. And so I did not want to leave them hanging. But towards the end, I was almost done. So I did let it just drop for like the third or fourth time. So you probably hear me say, oh my gosh, Instagram, what happened? So this is a warning. And also, I've been very busy. I also will be doing another podcast episode tomorrow that I'll be sharing a teaching about legalism. And then I will be sharing my interview reflections on a different episode. Okay. So I haven't posted on my podcast maybe about 2 weeks now, but I've been so busy. But anywho, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and that you were able to spend time with your family and loved ones. For those of you who are going through, who are experiencing any kind of grief or frustration or disappointment, hurt, pain, whatever it is, I pray that you're able to find comfort in God and that God will restore you and he will heal your heart, okay? And so I'm gonna stop talking. You know, I can talk. And go ahead and play the episode. Talk to you soon. Today, good afternoon. Hello to Facebook and YouTube. Welcome back to the replay for those of you who will come back later. If you come back later, put in the comment section, hashtag replay. I hardly ever say that, but I will today. When I do say that, some of you guys actually do put in there, hashtag replay, okay? And so as you can tell by today's title, it is called Sharing God's Heart. It's some things that the Lord want me to share with you all today in reference to encouragement. And so my goal today is to share what God has given me. Okay. So good afternoon. Thank you all so much for being here. Welcome. Welcome. My name is Shaquita Torres. I am a therapist. That's my career. That's my, you know, what I do for a living. I'm a life coach and many other things. But most importantly, I am God's daughter. I am God's mouthpiece. And I live my life surrendered to the Lord. And so hello, everyone. Hello. So I did not expect to go live today, but this morning while I was, you know, taking a shower after I came back from the gym, I was in prayer and the Lord said, I want you to go live today and I want you to encourage my people. My people need encouragement. So here I am. I spent about an hour or so with the Lord, just talking to him. Actually, as I was sitting here writing everything out, these are things that God has been putting on my heart for a few days now that I've seen, you know, on social media, talking to my husband, talking to those who are in, you know, my ministry family and all that good stuff about what is bothering people and what is on their heart. And so because of that, you guys have gotten God's attention. Okay. You have gotten the Lord's attention. Okay. So before I get into it, I'm going to say a quick prayer and then I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Okay. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for your word today, Lord. Holy Spirit, I surrender everything to you, my mouth, my ears, everything, Lord, to be used for your glory. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Help me to articulate your word, God, in a way that people can understand it. Father, I pray, God, that these words would not fall to the ground, but penetrate the hearts of your people on today, including mine. And so, Father, I just love you. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So today's word is going to be divided into three different parts, okay? And I'm going to get into it in just a moment, but I want to kind of share and kind of give you a heads up so you know what to expect. And each section includes scripture. I'm not going to read every single scripture detail for detail because I will be up here for an hour and a half or more. I'm trying to read to you every scripture because some of them are very robust and very long. But I will tell you where to go back to look at, to read this word and get understanding for yourself. I know for a fact that whenever I watch someone else, you know, give a word of encouragement or warning or whatever it may be, correction, I go back and I read the word of God. And then God himself will give you more revelation and understanding of what he is saying to you about your situation. Okay. And so just keep that in mind. There are some things that I wanted to cover, but God was like, you ain't got time to go over all that. Just share with them the basics. Okay. And so part one is this. All right. The Lord said, take heart. The Lord is well aware of how you feel, what you are contending with, and what your requests are. He said, remember, he is not slow in his promises towards you. Okay, this is 2 Peter 3:8-9. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you and long-suffering. That word long-suffering is a lot, you guys. He is long-suffering towards us, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. Okay. In other words, he is saying that the thing that you are waiting on God to do, he is going to do it. He is going to do it. And so as I'm like looking at this, I know many of you guys probably already heard this scripture before. Really, Instagram? Sorry, you guys. Instagram cut me off. What in the world? Okay. Instagram want me to go live. Okay. Sorry, you guys. Instagram cut me off. And people were getting on hearing the word too. So sorry about that. All right. I am back, you guys. I don't know what happened. My phone just went completely out. So I'm going to keep on going. All right. So if you come back on, thank you for getting back on. I don't know what happened. My internet connection is full. So I am back. Welcome back. Welcome back, you guys. I don't know what happened. It cut me off completely. Okay, so hopefully part one is saved. I'm going to go ahead and get into it. So as I was saying, hello, welcome back. Welcome back. I don't know what happened. Instagram has cut me off. All right. And so as I was saying in part one before I got cut off, is that the Lord is saying that he has not forgotten his promises towards us, okay? And so, but then the Lord began to like tell me a little bit more revelation to this word too. So oftentimes, whenever we are waiting on God to do something for us and we become impatient at times, right? We can seek other people for guidance, for wisdom, and God will use them to encourage you and to give you wisdom, right? But then there comes a time when God is like, enough. Like, I'm not going to keep repeating myself because I want you to understand that I got you, that what I have for you, I'm going to do. What I promise you specifically, God said he's going to do it in his timing, okay? And so God is saying the thing that you are waiting on is between you and him, all right? Some things are reserved for God only. God does not want people taking his glory. He does not want glory stealers or glory takers trying to take credit for what God wants to do in your life. Okay. So Isaiah 48 and 11 says this: for my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. And I definitely have testimonies in my life where nobody helped me. No one was there but God. But that's right, just Michelle 3. That's right. The Lord said he wants to take credit for what he wants to do in your life. And oftentimes when you connect with people, you know, unintentionally or intentionally, they want to take credit for what God has done. They want to say, well, I did this or I did that, and throw it back in your face. Who wants that? I can't stand that. That's a pet peeve of mine. Our mindset should be, what we do for people, we have to do it unto the Lord. And I know we have people who come into our life, try to take advantage of us, and we do for them anyway out of our heart, and then we're frustrated, okay? But even in that, you have to give it back to the Lord, saying, God, I did my part. I helped this person. Because if you don't, you will become bitter. And so God is saying he does not want anyone to take his glory. So if you get a chance, you know, go back and read Isaiah chapter 48 in its entirety. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but in summary, it's talking about the people of Israel, how they had no idea how God was going to deliver them from captivity. Okay. So God did not make it known until that particular chapter, in a sense, because he did not want anyone to take his glory. God concealed it, okay, so that everyone would know that he is the Alpha and the Omega, okay? So that's what I do know about the Lord, okay? Do not take his glory. He also said, stop looking for people to understand you and agree with what God is showing you and telling you, even other believers at times. Not everyone will understand, because every believer is on their own faith journey with God. Every believer has their own relationship with God, and also different levels of faith and understanding. And so I can definitely say, you know, me being, you know, a new convert 15 years ago, I understand way more now than I do now. Well, over 15, almost 20 years, y'all. I'm talking my age. And so the Lord is saying that, you know, stop looking for validation. Stop looking for confirmation, because you feel uneasy about what God is showing you and telling you. So what happens is, you know, of course, God can might give us this grand vision or this grand instruction or tell us to do something, and we get excited. But then we'll go and we'll share that with a brother or sister in Christ or a family member or whoever, and their excitement and their response is not what you expect. That can cause you to have a level of discouragement. That can cause you to feel as though, okay, maybe I didn't hear God right, or maybe what God is telling me is not, you know, it's not correct, and that's not true. And so be very careful about what you share. And so whenever God and speaking to you about whatever, you need to ask him, okay, God, should I share this with my brother in Christ, my sister in Christ? There's some things that I've shared. It can be something small. And the person I'm sharing it with, they don't have the same, you know, vision or the same revelation about it that God gave me. And so their response is going to be different than my response. That can cause you to feel discouraged. So God is saying this promise, this thing, whatever you believe in God for, is between you and Him and nobody else. Can't nobody do it for you but the Lord. Nobody. Okay. And so then the Lord began to speak to me about relationships, about when it comes to friendships that are unequally yoked. Okay. He said, many of you have tried to get along and stay in relationship with other people who are really not believers or who are really living in opposition into what the word of God said, because we love them, we care about them, we want the best for them, you know, and the list goes on, right? I think most, I'm guilty of that myself, right? Trying to be friends with people who are not in alignment with, number one, the vision God gave you, with number two, with the word of God, with your lifestyle that you're trying to, you know, create with God and walk on with God. And yeah, God allowed it for a season. But y'all, I'm telling you, the Lord, the great divide is already here. If you're paying attention, if you're on YouTube, social media, or whatever, judgment has already began. What do I mean? God is exposing. I posted that before on Instagram for sure. I've shared a word about that God gave me coming from Luke chapter 12 about, you know, Him exposing. And so God does not want His remnant, His people, to be caught up in mess. Okay, He doesn't want us, y'all. I promise you, I can't tell you how many times I've been in places for a season, my God, and I'm there, and the Lord will have me there. My God, why am I here? He said, you're on an assignment. I said, but God, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not ministering to people verbally. He said, no, your presence alone is a ministry all by itself. You pray all the time. So when you're praying, wherever you go, you're praying, you're breaking stuff down. But it comes a time when the people that, you know, where you are not receiving me. So I have to remove you because I'm bringing judgment to that place. And I don't want you connected to any mess. Y'all, that has happened to me so many times. And every time God move us and move my family, things just go haywire. Things just go crazy of where we left at, whether it's a church, whether it's a job, an organization, whatever it is. When God tell me to leave, I have to obey, because it's the reason why He's saying leave. So listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to God. He is trying to save you from experiencing hurt, experiencing any shame, disappointment, whatever it may be. And it's the same thing with relationships. You guys, like, even this is from my, even for my life right now, this year alone, I have lost so many friends that I thought I would have for a long period of time. Understanding that some of that was kind of an assignment for me and my family for sure. But the Lord recently, okay, I still love these people, okay? The Lord told me and my husband, Bo, it's time for you guys to move on. They are no longer receiving what you carry. Here's the thing. If you continue to hang with people who's in contrary to what, you know, what God wants for your life, they will either influence you or you will influence them. And oftentimes, if we're staying somewhere past God's timeline, then they'll end up influencing us. And God does not want that. God does not play about His people. And so it took me a while to kind of really fully see that. I'm like, Lord, and He kept showing me things. I'm like, and He finally said, daughter, it's time for you to go. Your assignment is complete. There's nothing else you can do, right? You love them, but because they want to live contrary to what I'm calling them to be, you can no longer be close to them anymore. And that hurts, right? Here we go again with Instagram. Here we go again, y'all. I don't know what's going on with Instagram today. Lord have mercy. Instagram don't like me today. Sorry, you guys, for those who are watching live on YouTube and Facebook. Okay, I am back. I don't know what's happening with Instagram, you guys, but you guys are the ones that watch the most. So I keep getting up here because you guys show up, okay? So I would give it just a moment to let you guys know that I'm back live. Hello, Chessa. I don't know what's going on with Instagram. I don't. I'm so sorry. Like, it just keep going out. Once again, I have a good signal and all that good stuff. So I don't know what's going on. And so God is saying that, you know if this word is for you or not. Okay. Seek the Lord. And so this is what God gave me in scripture about relationships. Okay. This is, I can't think of the scripture. John, let me look. I didn't write the scripture down, you guys, but I wasn't on the actual scripture, but not the actual where it came from. All right. It says here, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And so in a nutshell, what God is saying is that we try to keep the peace, right? And God is the one that's going to bring division because of what I just said. The lifestyle, not wanting to surrender to God, not wanting to submit to the Lord. I remember for myself, when I first gave my life to God, it was hard when it came to relationships. I went through a season where I lost so many friends, where God was literally transforming my thinking, and I could not no longer be in an environment that was not conducive for me to thrive and grow in Christ. There's no way you can grow in Christ the way you need to be if you're still connected to people who are determined to disobey the Lord. It's just not going to happen, y'all. It's not. It's going to cause division at some point. I know people over the years who I've counseled who are saying, I had this friend and, they're Christians. And they were atheists. It's only an example. I can't remember what the girl was. And all of a sudden, she just stopped talking to me. And I'm like, so you think that you were going to be able to stay best friends with them for years and years and years when they're completely contrary to the word of God and what God stands for? I'm like, God is not going to allow that, continue to allow it to happen. Okay. So that person pretty much stopped being her friend, like out the blue. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't shocked, because you have unequally yoked lifestyles. Okay. Of course, we can look at Paul, where Paul said, he meddles, he hangs with unbelievers. You're supposed to a certain extent. You go where God sends you, but it's for you to have influence over them, not for them to have influence over you. And if God see that it's going to threaten the very nature of your walk with him, he will call the separation. Like I said here in scripture, he didn't come to bring peace, y'all. He came to bring separation. Okay. So remember that. Evaluate your relationship. Evaluate where you are, especially when you're a new convert. And y'all, we are weak, okay? We are not strong as we think we are, okay? I consider myself to be a mature believer in God. But if I hang with the wrong people for a long period of time, eventually they're going to influence me, okay? In our flesh, we are weak. We still got flesh, y'all, okay? Yes, that's right. Goodness, what's wrong with Instagram? I know. Tell me about it. This is a good word. Girl, tell me about it. It blessed me. I was like, oh, God, I thank you, girl. I was in here just praising God and worshiping God, girl. Okay. So that's part one. Okay. If you go back, if you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, the whole word will be up here for those of you who are on Instagram. If it's not up there, it'll be up here. Okay. So part one was about relationships, and it was about, let me go up a little bit. Yeah. About God's promises for you. Okay. All right. Part two, this is what the Lord said. He said, many of my people are getting discouraged and fearful with the world events and what many prophets are sharing. Okay. True prophets. Okay. God said, I'm telling you these things so that you can be prepared and get your house in order. And so for me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn. I have an account on Reddit. Okay. And on Reddit, there are like Christian groups there. And those Christian groups on Reddit, these are people most of the time are posting honestly about how they feel like they're like not close to God, how they're trying to work really hard to like, you know, prove to God that, you know, they love them. I'm like, oh my God, they are working with, in, you know, in works. Okay. And so God reminded me, remember you saw that and read it. And you guys, just before I went live today, I got on Facebook to make sure that, you know, everything was good to go for my live today. Okay. On StreamYard and posting it there. And I saw this long post of someone posting about the same thing that I'm about to pretty much teach on today, is that they really think that in order for God to accept them or love them, they have to do all of these works, okay? So this part right here has four different sections that God want me to address really quickly. I'm going to try my best to get through it, you guys. So the first one was anxiety about feeling like, oh, am I going to go to heaven or am I going to go to hell? Okay. He said, many people wonder if they have missed the mark and you operate in heavy fear that God will reject you, meaning you will not make it to heaven. If this is you, I encourage you to read Romans chapter 10 in its entirety. Allow God to minister to you and show you areas in your life that you are striving for salvation. Salvation is a gift from God and not something you have to earn. It is not earned by your good works or how many times a day you pray, etc., etc. Okay? And I did share it about in the app and Reddit how I'm a part of this Christian community. I try to go under and like share and encourage, but it's a lot. It's a lot in that group going on. Okay. And so I'm not going to read Romans chapter 10, 1 through 13, but in a nutshell, this is Paul, you know, talking. Was it Paul? I believe so. Don't quote me on that, you guys. Talking to the church there, and it's pretty much saying, you know, you guys are trying to pretty much earn salvation by your works. You think because you're zealous, you think because you're doing all these great things in ministry and you're doing going here and going there, that alone is going to earn your seat with God. And God is saying, no, there's no way you can earn your seat with God. What Christ did for us was a free gift. We have to receive that by faith. We have to receive that and know that what Christ did for us on the cross is more than enough. Jesus came to do away with the law. And so I'm summarizing, you guys. So what in this scripture in Romans chapter 10, when I was studying it, what God was saying was, okay, if you want to be judged by the law, then go ahead. It's going to be very hard to, you know, live up to the law. All right. If you want to be judged by it, you ain't going to make it. But if you live your life understanding and knowing that Christ died for your sins, that we all fall short, and that we should live a repentant lifestyle, right? Not saying that you know, keep repeating the same behavior over and over and over again. That's not what I'm saying. Don't sin and then repent tomorrow intentionally, okay? But what God is saying is that Christ is enough. And I see so many people like who post like, okay, well, my pastor said do this and do that, and this said do this and do that. But what happens is once you receive salvation, you do continue to read your word, continue to pursue God, and you go through a season of sanctification. You go through a season of purification, but that's up to you and the Lord. No one can do that process for you. And I pray and I hope that people are in places where they can get discipled the right way, where they're like really teaching from the Bible, from the word of God, and not from just something they made up in their head. Like I'm always asking God, stretch my thinking. Father, help me to see this thing from your perspective. God, show me areas in my mind where I come up short, because we all have those mindsets, okay? I definitely went through a season where God had to unplug some stuff that I learned over the years that were contrary to his word. Oh my God. And so I went through a season where something might come up. You know how you make a statement saying something about the Bible, and God's like, look it up, look it up. So I look it up. I'm like, oh my God, that ain't true. That ain't what the scriptures say. Oh my God. And so I went through a season where I always did that. Now I try my best to do it like kind of naturally. Okay, my thought is about this scripture is this, but then when I come look at it, it means something totally different. I'm like, oh my God. And so I encourage you to when you hear things being said to you, whether you're in a service, where no matter where you are, go back and read. This is why I try my best to give you guys like scripture to go back in. Instagram did it again, y'all. Jeez. Today is not the day with Instagram. What is going on? Jesus, help me, Lord. Huh. Okay. I have to go back and edit this YouTube and Facebook Live. Hey, you guys, I don't know. If you guys are having any issues with Instagram today, please let me know. But I'm not having any issues live on Facebook or YouTube, but I am having issues on Instagram. But once again, you guys are showing up. And so I'm here. I'm going to keep showing up, okay? All righty. Let me keep going. And probably say, you know what, we're done, because this live keeps going off. And you guys, this is my third time trying to go live up here on Instagram, but I'm gonna get this word out. Okay. All right, so I'm going to continue. And so again, for those of you who are struggling and, you know, trying to earn your salvation, I encourage you to again to go read Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 13, and ask God, God, show me areas in my mind where I am trying to earn your love, right? I definitely went through a season, as I said before, hello, Instagram, a season where, let's say like I'm working and then I'll get in the shower. God said, remember, daughter, he said, I love you. I love you. No matter what you do for me, no matter what you don't do for me, my love for you never wavers. My love never changes. And I'm like, God, like, why are you telling me that? And I had to like reflect. I'm like, oh, because I have been like trying my best to get stuff done and putting all this pressure on myself to get things done. And of course, God wants us to get things done. But what I'm saying, if you operate from a place of if I don't do it, that means that God's disappointed or God's upset or God is mad. And that's not true at all. He knows that we are flesh. He knows that we have struggles. He knows our hearts, you guys. He knows our hearts. So for those who are struggling in this area, I'm sincerely praying that really what it is like a spirit of religion, which includes so many different layers to it. But with the spirit of religion also comes with trying to earn your salvation, and you can't, that you can't earn it. That's, it's impossible. Okay. So hello, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hope you guys can come back. And so the next part here, and I'm going to address that God put on my heart, is some people are very fearful about the future, causing you to have intense anxiety. But the Lord said, fill your heart with the word. Okay. You have to fill your heart with the word. And I know how the enemy works when it comes to anxiety. He will make you feel exhausted, worn out, fatigued, you know, playing all these thoughts in your head that you're just like not going to make it in this world. I'm not going to make it in this life. He wants to turn your eyes away from God. And one of the things that I know that God has been doing, the body of Christ for sure, that he's been trying to teach us that he is the source, and that our jobs and what we have are resources, you guys. Resources, okay? He does not want us to be dependent on what the world offers us, because as you know, you can be in one place today and one place tomorrow. And if your mind and heart is not anchored in Christ, you will be swept away mentally. And of course, it's normal to have some kind of distress whenever things are not looking right, but God doesn't want you to stay in that place, okay? He don't want you to stay in a place where you are stressed out, full of anxiety, worried about every single thing, operating in a spirit of fear. He does not desire that for us, but he does know that anxiety does come. It comes for different reasons, but many people are crippled. They're crippled mentally when it comes to their anxiety because they're so afraid of what might happen. What might happen? And the Lord said, fill your heart with his word, with his word. This is what I had to do for a season. Okay, get you an index card. This is a blank index card. Can you guys see that? Blank index card and write a scripture on it. Okay, keep them handy. Keep them near to you. Write that one scripture that's on that, you know, God may lead you to, or, you know, Google some scriptures about a particular topic and write them down and meditate on it. And in that moment, it might not feel like it's working, but I promise you, the more you do it, it's taking root in your heart. And so here's the thing, like, God doesn't want us to just be a hearer of the word. He wants us to be a doer of the word. And that does take time, that does take discipline, and it does take faith. It takes faith. So Philippians 4:6-7 says this: do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Okay, so there's John 14:27, 2 Timothy 1:7, and Psalms 55:22. I'm not going to read all those today for time's sake, but I'm going to read this here. This right here, this blesses me every time. Like, even this morning when I was in prayer, the scripture came to me. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. You guys, the word of God is sharp. And how you activate that word is your faith. Is your faith, y'all. Is your faith. I have read the scripture more times than I can possibly count. And each time that word becomes stronger and stronger and more real to me every single day, because I look at scripture and when I'm reading God, I see God's hand. I see him show. I've seen him show up for me and my family in unimaginable ways. And that too does increase your faith to know that he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Okay. So remember that Hebrews 4:12. All right. Who's up here? Okay, dokie. So the last thing will be done that I have here, that the Lord gave me, is when it comes to the anxiety component. He was like, some of you guys are wondering, should I continue with the mission or the assignment that God has given me? And the Lord said, yes, because what's happening is, you know, we keep hearing, okay, we're in the end times. You guys, we've been in the end times since Jesus, you know, rose from the dead, okay? But scripture does say that different signs and things will happen before he returns, okay? But we still don't know the day, the time, the hour when he comes back, okay? We don't know. And so with that being said, the Lord said, keep being about your Father's business. Keep doing what God has told you to do. Keep being laborers, okay, for the harvest. Okay. And he gave me a Luke 12:35-47. Let me go to it. He said, keep your lamps full in a nutshell. It says, be dressed and ready for service and keep your lamps burning. Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself up to serve and will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him to. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. So if you read Luke 12:35-47. And of course, here it's talking about being ready, like spiritually being ready. But also, you know, I'm reading the rest of this here. I'm not going to read all of it now. Is that we have to be about our Father's business. Don't be sleep. Don't be, you know, dozing off. Like, continue to do what God is telling you to do. Don't get slack in your assignment. Don't get slack in building. Don't get slack in sharing the gospel. Don't get slack in these things. And so whenever Christ comes, you'll know and you'll be ready. You will know and you will be ready. Okay. And so that's all that I have for you guys in reference to encouragement that God had given me to give you guys. So I will give a quick recap for those who were just getting on, because I know Instagram kept cutting me off. So if you are on Instagram on the replay, if you want to watch it, and we're out again, you guys, it is on Facebook and on YouTube. Okay. And so part one, God talked about the promises that he's given us, that he is not slow in promises. He talked about, you know, for us being careful what we share with others so we won't become discouraged about what God is showing us and what we're waiting on God for. Okay. He does not want to share his glory. He wants people. He wants, you know, to get glory for what he's doing in your life. But sometimes people will try to take God's glory. Okay. So be careful what you share. Talk about relationships, about having friendships, whatever it is that are unequally yoked that we're trying to hold on to. And God is saying, okay, he is causing a division between, even with that too. Like, he is separating, you know, the wheat from the tare, pretty much. All right. He did not come to bring peace, but division. And then part two talked about anxiety. The Lord, you know, had me share about how people are, you know, anxious about whether they'll make it to heaven or they'll make it to, or they'll be going to hell because of their lifestyle. God said, read Romans chapter 10 in its entirety about salvation and how salvation is free for all. Okay. And then he told me to also share, this is part three. Some of you guys are fearful, you know, about the future and whether or not you should, you know, fearful about the future. And he said, fill your heart with the word of God. Get you some index cards if you have to. Write out the scriptures. Okay. Meditate on God's word day and night. He wants us to be prepared spiritually and mentally, you guys, because we are going into some times that's coming up. Okay, we are. And then the last one here, the last point was that the Lord was saying that many people are wondering, you know, about their assignments, what God has given them. Like, God, should I keep going? Should I stop? Because I keep hearing about, you know, the end times and, you know, Jesus is coming at any given moment. He is, absolutely. But he's saying, keep your lamps full. Continue to do what God's asking you to do. And that is Luke chapter 12 and 35 through 47. Read that. And I'll try to go back and put the scriptures in here as well, if I have time today. All right. That's all I have for you guys. Hello, Shandy Williams. Yes, keep your lamps full. That's right. That is right. So I'm going to go into a quick prayer. Once again, Instagram cut me out again for the fourth time. So now I'm wrapping it up. And so I'm going to say a quick prayer and then we'll be done. And so, Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for those who came on, for those who will come on later and watch the replay. Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to continue to be with your people, continue to encourage your people. I pray that your people will open up their ears and their hearts to hear what you're saying, God, and that they will seek you to build a relationship with you for themselves. I pray, God, that you will continue to speak to them and guide them in every single area of their lives. I even pray, God, for those who deal with ambivalence of understanding and knowing God's voice and knowing when God is speaking to them. Father, I pray that, God, they would get into their word. They would read, God, and through your word, you would give them clarity, understanding, and more insight. And so, Father, I even pray for those who are battling with anxiety, who are worried about the future, who are worried about their family, who are worried about things to come. Father, give them a peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. But even in the midst of that, Lord, help them and show them, God, how to prepare spiritually, how to prepare mentally for what is ahead. And so, God, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you for being a good, good Father. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. All righty. So I am done. Thank you guys for hanging in there with me. I'll probably hop on Instagram real quick as I get off here just to tell them like the, you know, to get on here if they want to look at the replay. And I will see you guys next time. All right. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.